The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Welcome to another edition of Stunt Granny Audio. We are somewhere in the 190s, but we are marching our way towards 1,000 episodes, just like Monday Night Raw. Marching with me this week is Mr. Dusty Giebink. How you doing, Dusty?
March with me! March!
Remember that Marge shot wanted people to march with her for racial pride or something?
Oh, you know, I just more remember the aftermath. I just remember everyone calling you racist. I don't really remember anything else with the march.
Hey, just because she said Hitler had the right idea, I don't know where people thought she was a racist. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I think they have their terms wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lots of excitement at your house, huh? What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty crazy up in this little venue here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to a little safer recording studio here for the time for that question, really.
Jeez, look at you being all secretive like Eric.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's going to stop up or not.
Eric is so whipped, he can't even, like, record an audio in his house, you know? It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
He can't say, hey, I'm going to be recording an audio, I'm going to be busy for the next hour, you know? He can't fucking say that. He's got to hide in his fucking garage. What the fuck? Unreal. Just unreal.
It's pretty incredible. He always uses his job as an excuse too, so
Yeah, all of a sudden he's like the busiest person in the world.
I don't know. So, just to make sure he was talking about stopping up to watch, I officially have a second roommate.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Is where things stand today, although I am mildly happy that he is not coming with us to a little getaway weekend here.
Okay.
Because we're going up to Put-in Bay. And, he kind of owes me a decent chunk of money to start with here, so I didn't need to be piled upon.
Gotcha.
So, all moved in, everything's ready to go, and,
okay.
Yeah.
How big is your place? Now you got three people in it, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's two bedrooms, and then I have a basement, so that's where he is right now. That's
gotcha.
Where a new roommate is residing. And luckily, I cleaned out the basement pretty good somewhat recently.
Yeah.
So that really helped out.
Okay, gotcha.
Of course, he didn't have as many clothes as most. Women, he'd probably have more space down there, too.
Indeed.
I couldn't believe it. I think I took down more stuff on hangers than I have in total amount of clothing.
Yeah. Okay.
which is that's a lot as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Enough.
Yep. So anything crazy up in your hizzy?
Nothing like that. Yeah, no, nothing new, nothing exciting, just surviving, basically.
Gotcha.
So, looking forward to talking some grappling.
Yes, and well, I suppose the first thing in the grappling department was the world, the history-making news.
Yeah.
That one, Jonathan Cena is going to be participating in the Money in the Bank ladder match with a bunch of other former champions.
And that is a star-studded lineup, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, is it? Do you think it's a good concept?
I do. I do. I like it. It's a nice way to get big names all together, make it seem important. I don't know. It already feels like a better card than the last one, whatever they called the last show in June, No Way Out.
Oh, yeah, No Way Out.
Yeah, it feels more important, you know? So.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And it's... I just think it's kind of interesting. Like, that was one of those things I'm like, huh, they never really have tried to spice this up in any way, shape, or form. Like, I'm like, oh.
The same boring matches you get on Raw all the time.
Well, and even just, like, the Money in the Bank, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, I can watch a tag match that basically has the same people in it. But you finally, you know, you finally get the whole experience with the champs and everything. So it's just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's just like, why were they excluded in the first place?
Right.
Because Cena actually, for a rare moment of clarity, made sense. He's like, I haven't had the belt in a year. I want the belt back.
Right. Yeah, it's about fucking time he mentions that. I understand he's too busy telling poop jokes most of the time. But, you know, let's have a little bit of focus.
Yeah, yeah, I can see being distracted for 3 months or something like that. But
right.
Yeah, being distracted for an entire year is a tough pill to swallow.
Credit to WWE for... what's the word I'm looking for? The discipline to keep the belt off of him for that long. He doesn't need the belt to be over.
Oh, yeah, in no way. And, I mean, and it even shows just in their placement of him on the card and most pay-per-view cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the main event on a regular basis. It's just like...
Oh, yeah. It's totally like Hogan in WCW when Goldberg was the champion. Hogan was still headlining everything. So.
Yeah, and I mean, if they don't think the other guys are quite big enough to really get the headline gig, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see them get a chance maybe every now and again, but I still think that they do for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. I can agree with that.
Some bitch. No, just saw the Pirates Philly score, had to throw that in.
Hey, the Pirates are doing great this year.
Yeah, it's looking pretty decent, but...
Yeah.
They need to bounce back here after a couple of losses.
Sure, sure. That will be a true test of their metal. Their METTLE metal. I'm whipping out the big guns here.
Oh man. Well, do you think there are any other big guns? Because they only announced who was it? Cena, Big Show. Chris Jericho.
And Kane.
The last couple have been six guys. Yeah, do you think that they're going to leave it at four, or do you think they're moving up to six?
I think the way I see it, they'll probably add two more. Maybe even four more. Because sometimes they like to go eight in that match, which drives me fucking crazy, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Eight is way too many for that match, and then there's too many people taking the Edge coffee break.
Yeah. No,
nothing.
Yeah, six people gets to be a clusterfuck as it is. You really don't need the extra two people in there.
Exactly. I kind of hope they have the discipline, there's that word again, to keep it at four, because I think the way it is, it would be all right.
Yeah, especially, and I mean, I think that's the other thing that could give it a little bit of a difference, is that because they are using such big names, they can get away with doing that.
Right, right. It's not like they got, like, Shelton Benjamin in there.
Right, yeah.
Like obvious B-level guys, you know?
Yeah, the, hey, we're trying to bring these guys up kind of guys.
Right, exactly.
Give us a little leap of faith here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that... yeah, I guess I really wouldn't mind it being four. That was that. I mean, that's a pretty big match there.
Yeah. So while I think that they'll add more, I hope they don't. I hope it stays like this because this would be fine. Nice change of pace. Four big name guys. That would mean something. So.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. I don't know, I don't know why I thought that was kind of an interesting concept. Just, I don't know if I've seen Cena in, like, a ladder match either for some reason or another.
I don't know, yeah, good point. I can't think of a time. I'm sure somebody will be typing away right now, "Don't you remember, asshole?"
Yeah, I mean, he seems to have a lot of no-holds-barred matches and stuff like that, but... You don't really see him busting out the ladder all that much, really, in his matches.
Right.
It's usually tables or, you know, some type of weaponry type of gig.
Right. Chicanery matches. Plunder. If you will.
Well, I associate that voice with something that... is coming back here in a little bit for a SmackDown, the Great American Bash.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I still equate Dusty Rhodes with WCW because that's where I first saw him.
Well, that's where he was a significant, made a difference in the business. And before that, I guess you could go old school and go like Georgia, Florida, you know, if you wanted to go way old school. But WCW was the mainstream success.
Yeah. Well, do you think this concept will help WWE's success at all?
No. As you would say, not even a little bit, but... good for them for trying, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't quite get what they're going after with it, especially, like, it being this kind of, this last minute.
Right. You'd think that'd be something they'd hype for a month, make it seem special, instead of just pasting it together. But, I mean, historically, WWE seems to have no respect for the Great American Bash. Remember all those terrible solo brand pay-per-views?
No.
Awful stuff. So.
Yeah, I forgot that they had used it. I think that they have a general general disregard for any history that is not of their own.
Yeah, no, Vince McMahon just doesn't care if he didn't come up with it. He doesn't get it, and he doesn't want to get it.
It's just like, it's one of those things where it's just like, that's fine if you have that that stance, I suppose. But what's the use in using it then? Like, if you don't have any faith in it, it's going to translate into your viewership that you could give a shit less.
Right. The fans can see, okay, you don't care. You're just doing it. So why should I care? I'll watch something else.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, does it help out that it is going to be a day before a holiday?
Yeah, maybe.
It doesn't do it well in that department. It doesn't do anything for me, I guess, because it's just like, if I'm going to be doing something Tuesday evening,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be sitting around for wrestling to be on air from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Right. Yeah. That's not how you celebrate holidays, Kevin?
No, it does seem like that. I know that it does, since I watch this much wrestling, but my holidays do not get celebrated that way.
I mean, weren't you caught two Christmases ago IVing, like, liquid wrestling into your veins? Was that you, or no? Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
My parents had to take me to the emergency Jaffa Moth room. Where they used to come when the WWF came through town. That's the only place where you can get a cure in Altoona.
Right. Nothing like hearing the Sphinx voice make all your troubles go away. So.
Oh, the ghosts of three clothespins in a splat.
Yeah.
The greatest description of a wrestling match I've ever heard. One of my sister's friends came with us for some reason. It was the Ultimate Warrior against Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
And, it was three clotheslines and a splash.
Okay.
Was what was meant. And that was literally the match. Like, Andre came out first. Warrior comes running down the ring, clotheslines and splashes them, 1, 2, 3. And he ran back out.
Yeah, right. That's the part that really gets me. He didn't, like, celebrate with the crowd. He just ran back. So you feel like you're in the middle of the world's worst acid trip. Like, did I just see that? Did that happen or not?
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know why, but I mean, I loved it as a kid, but it's like, this makes no sense whatsoever. Why aren't you celebrating with the people that are cheering you?
Yeah. Yeah, why would you disappear? I don't know.
I'm out of Dodge. See you later. Okay, dude. Oh, how confusing.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
There was so much cocaine in the late 80s, dude. None of it made any sense.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't believe it. I was trying to think of, and it's not cocaine, but I don't know why I couldn't come up with Sid and Marty Krofft the other day.
Hmm.
That was more acid trip department than cocaine.
Right.
Oh, man. But I don't know. We were talking about that at work for some reason or another.
Okay.
Always fun talking drugs at work.
Don't you hate when you can't think of something? You just feel so stupid, you know? You're sitting there like, the thing. You know, it happens to me so often.
Yeah.
And then you'd like to think of it the next day or something.
Yeah, no, this is just like, you know, oh, yeah, this is the best time to think of that in the middle of a show.
Right.
When
right.
I'm not even remotely going to remember it. Like, oh, by the way, when I get to work, everyone's just going to look at me like, okay, yeah, that was from like 3 days ago, dude. Leave me alone. Oh, man. Well, speaking of someone that I kind of took off the radar, honestly, for a little bit, Brock Lesnar is making his, I don't know, return to the ring, I suppose,
right.
After a little hiatus.
His re-return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had teased you before we started the show.
Hmm.
Like, I thought it was going to be a good thing to have him on just some of the shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, and kind of let him be a special attraction.
Right.
But I don't know what it is, but maybe I'm going memory at this point. But I had kind of forgotten about him, really, in the meantime.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too. Out of sight, out of mind with him. They should have done something better to keep him in our focus, you know?
Yeah, no, it just seemed like a bad time to do that to him.
Yep, yep.
You know, returning is one thing. I think that's cool. But when you leave, like, right after the return.
Yeah, that was weird.
You know, it's just like, okay, this is a little confusing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aha, the foot is on the other shoe.
Yeah, well, the foot is on this, or the shoe is on this foot on a regular basis. I don't know what's going on outside there, but they certainly are interested.
Yeah.
Well,
my dog, every time, our neighbors across the street from us must be drug dealers or something. I don't know what the hell's going on, but they got traffic in and out of there all the time. And it just makes my dog nuts. Just insane, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and you know
what? Crazy!
I completely forgot I had left, I'm an idiot too here, I left the front window open because it's actually not been blazing hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's getting better. For a while there, it was up around 100 over here. There was one night I had to wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning and take a shower because I was just drenched, you know? It was just, I couldn't, like, do anything. It was insufferable.
Yeah. Yeah, well, luckily it wasn't quite that hot inside of this fine abode, but, man, yeah, it has not been fun to try to do work outside, that's for sure.
Right.
Even the simple task of frisbee golf gets to be a little interesting when it's 100 degrees out.
See, now, when frisbee golf loses its fun, I mean, that's it. You know your life is over.
Oh, man. I don't know. Is there much else to say about Lesnar, really?
Not really. I just want to compound the fact how weird it was. He makes this huge return, and then he disappears. And they should have done vignettes or interviews or something just to keep him alive every week, and instead of just, oh, you know, Brock in a box comes back. So
yeah, because, I mean, they even did a better job, I would say, with, when Kevin Nash ended up fighting.
Yeah, yep.
He didn't do anything, and he wrestled, like, one squash match.
Right.
But he was still around, so it's like, oh, okay, at least I know that he's around.
Yeah.
Even if they had done Paul Heyman every week, it might have helped.
Yes, exactly.
But, yeah, they did absolutely nothing for him. And, you know, yeah, it was just like, oh, okay.
And now they're going to be like, why didn't he draw? You know?
Oh, I always love that one.
I can't believe he didn't draw what we thought he would. Not our fault.
It's brilliant to have him on TV and then take him off. And on top of that, having him lose that first match, too, I'm like, oh.
Oh, just so rotten. Just stupid.
So, yeah, that probably didn't help matters out at all.
Because John Cena needed that win desperately, you know? I don't know what the fuck he would have done if he'd lost. God damn it.
Yeah, there is no way he could still be in this Money in the Bank match for the championship.
Well, he'd be wrestling Heath Slater in the opening match if he had lost that. Rear tailspin.
Oh, and you know what? Before I forget, and since you
speaking
just
of
put
Heath
a spot
Slater
on the ladder there, speaking of wrestling, one Heath Slater. Did you get a kick out of Psycho Sid's return?
Let me clue you in on something. I always get a kick out of Sid. Always. Always and forever. BFF. Best friends till the end. He's the greatest wrestler of all time. Fuck everybody. So,
man, I thought he was looking pretty sharp for his age there.
Well, I mean, he didn't really do anything. He took what? He took a couple elbows and then
he
hit
took
a
couple
hit the
of
power bomb
to the back.
Yeah. And he had that great look, the knee pads on the outside of his jeans, which, I mean, that looks really natural. So
it looks very his time period when he wrestled. I thought that it was appropriate. I just remember Barry Windham doing that all the time in street fights.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like that's what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
It's bad when a child questions what someone is doing.
You're like wrapped up in the magic of it, but you still take time to go, wait a minute.
That doesn't seem right. No sense. Oh, man. Hey, do you know why they decided, like, this has been bugging me a little bit. Do you have any idea why they decided not to use the P in his name when they brought the graphic up?
I was just going to ask you the same fucking question. I have it written down. I have no clue.
Yeah, that was like, I'm sitting there going, hold on, don't they own the rights to that name?
Yeah, they do.
And I was like, hold on, like, I was like, and even if they didn't originally own them, they own everything from WCW, so they're double okay now.
Right. Like, they don't even have to have a lawyer on tap to make sure. They know for sure they own that. And yet they still spell it Sitcho. I don't know.
Yeah, that was that was super confusing. I don't know, and this is a question I guess I asked in my Definitely Live and half-assed review of Raw there. Is this good for Heath Slater that he's getting to job to all of these guys?
Yeah, it is, because he's being featured. He's being given mic time, and he's being featured. It's in more of a comedy fashion, but it's still good for him. I'd rather be that than, like, a Trent Beretta, you know?
Oh.
You could argue that Beretta's being protected by not being used, but really it's one of those, again, out of sight, out of mind. Heath Slater's in a much better career position than somebody like that.
Yeah, you know, I think occasionally, as soon as you brought that up, I'm like, You know what? Maybe I just lose a little perspective when I'm writing the column occasionally.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
it's sort of like Jillian Hall, where she'd come out and sing horribly and then disappear. And then a few weeks later, she'd come out and sing horribly. Like, hey, that's pretty good. You know, that's pretty good and easy work, you know. So Slater only has to work like a minute a week and get squashed by big name old guys. It's easy work, and it features you in a way. And yeah, there's much worse things to be than Heath Slater right now.
Oh, man. Well, one of those things that you could argue as being worse than Heath Slater right now would be Ric Flair, because he's yet again involved with the officers of the law.
Right.
Oh, man, he yet again is being attacked by his wife.
Yes, this is, I believe, the second incident of its ilk. According to Powell, the first incident was in 2010. His wife was arrested for punching him in the face. Charges were later dropped due to lack of evidence. She was also arrested. Oh, I didn't know about this. She was arrested in March on a DWI and reckless driving charge. So this is her third incident.
She sounds like a quality citizen.
I mean, just, aren't they the match made in heaven? Those two kids. They're going to make it, by God.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I don't even know the use of the whole marriage thing with him. Like, just date somebody. It'll be okay.
Honestly, I don't understand that mindset. Like, Johnny Carson had the same thing. These fucking idiots who think they have to get married. I don't get it. You're a fucking... You could. He's not anymore, but he could be a millionaire. You know, just imagine how much fucking dough he would have if he had never gotten married. Instead, he's a weak-minded buffoon who needs to get married. I mean, he gets married right after divorces. You know, he's a fucking buffoon.
Yeah, no, it's pretty incredible the amount of stupidity there.
Yeah, no.
You know, if you just think that maybe you botched the first one up and everything's going to run fine the second time.
Right.
I can let that one slide.
Yeah.
After that, though, you just got to go.
After two, there's absolutely no excuse.
Yeah.
Absolutely no excuse.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, the next one, it's probably not going to work out at some juncture.
Does your mind click? Oh, this marriage thing is for me. I'm not cut out for this marriage thing. No, that never goes on in your head? No? Okay.
Yeah, no, it obviously does not go in his head, which is just, it's mind-boggling.
Well, evidently nothing's going on in his head. And I don't see who could be defending this guy except the most clueless hillbilly fanboys are the only ones that could possibly be defending this guy at this point. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one guy who needed a lot of defending last year, or at least felt like he did, was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Speaking
of train
wrecks. Are you any more or less likely to watch Raw as Raw's 1,000th episode now that he's the guest host?
I always find him entertaining, so I'll probably watch. I'll probably watch because of him, even though it's been like 100 years since he had that meltdown, and he's sort of just still cashing in on it, so... it's really kind of late slip, you know, old news, but whatever. He's good enough for me.
The only thing that it doesn't matter. It's going to be 3 hours, so they need something to fill time with, and I'm sure they'll have multiple segments with him in it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if he has any creative direction, it cannot be worse than the WWE's.
Oh, God. It's going to be so funny when he interacts with Hornswoggle.
Yeah, even at his craziest during that meltdown, I don't think any idea was quite that poor.
Right.
And you know what? Not only is he going to interact with Hornswoggle, he's going to interact with Hornswoggle who's dressed up like a mini Charlie Sheen character.
Right.
I know Platoon isn't. Is Platoon the right movie?
Yeah, Platoon. That was excellent.
Okie dokie. Yeah, no, we'll have a Platoon Hornswoggle coming out there. It's like, oh, really? Stop.
Oh, it's going to be so funny. You don't even know. It's going to be uproariously hysterical. So.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
What the hell else? The other thing that I guess the point that I was going to make is that they've shown some of the previews on FX for his show, and I'm not exactly dying of laughter watching the commercials.
No, it's not tickling your funny bone.
No, I have a little bit of time to go before I start laughing at this. I might give it a whirl, but, you know, we'll see.
Once again, that's Anger Management debuting June the 28th.
Yeah, this Thursday, we get to ooh, hype it.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I'm out of hype for this thing that we call professional wrestling here.
I don't know. I don't feel like doing a match-by-match dissection of Raw. We covered the big things, you know, the heads of into Money in the Bank and all that stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah, but, and we're still trying to play our way around one topic that keeps on getting put off. So, I'm completely fine with stopping things
at this
juncture. There's no reason to drag this bitch out. So I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer, and I'll let you sign off.
That sounds delicious, my friend. I'm going to go grab a sippy time Kool-Aid. Let me tell you real quick what I do. I just figured out to do this 2 weeks ago. You take a packet of cherry Kool-Aid and a packet of lemonade Kool-Aid, and mix them, and it's fucking delicious. And I'm going to go fucking have some, and this has been Stunt Granny Audio number Who Gives a Flying Flippity Fuck, and we'll try to do better next time. Yeah.